Kevin, how you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Good. You named me as a witness on this case?
Yeah, I named you as a witness in the case. I told you I was going to have to call you as a witness in the Ware case. I mean, you understand what's going on, right? I mean, the court system, the court fund is ignoring United States Supreme Court precedents and not paying people so that defendants can have an adequate defense. And the Chief Justice of the Oklahoma Supreme Court sat there at a judicial conference while the guy from the retirement fund was telling you guys not to pay or not to cancel the court fund. Because that feeds into the judge's retirement system, which I've been able to establish it through an accountant of how it works, and it's not really clear to anybody. What's clear to anybody this happened, that's unconstitutional. That's structural error. That's a corrupt system. I mean, you don't see the problem with this?
Yeah, I also see the position you're putting me in.
What about the position that all the defendants are in? That the judges are collecting the money from these people, and that they're collecting money from poor people by threatening to throw them in jail if they don't pay it. And then they take the money, and instead of using it to defend other poor people, what they are doing is that they are wanting to hold on to it so it can feed into their judicial retirement fund so they'll have enough money to drink Mai Tais on the beach when they retire. I'm very offended by this whole thing, and I think the public's going to be offended by the whole thing, too, and I think the federal courts are going to be offended by it if this case ever gets to the federal court, and I've turned this issue over to the Federal Public Defender's Office in the Western District of Oklahoma, who defends all the death penalty habeas cases, and I've given it to Jenner and Block in Washington, D.C., that defended the McGirt case, a guy that I know they're on a case that I have, and I imagine this issue is going to be popping up because this is corruption. It's straight up corruption, and it's corruption from the people that swore an oath to the United States Constitution. It's the people that we look to protect us and to protect our rights, and they're not protecting our rights at all. And you know, hey, I'm sorry it personally puts you in a bad situation, but it puts lots of people in a bad situation, and it's not their fault. I know you didn't design the system, but you participated in it.
And you recorded it?
Yeah, I recorded it because I didn't think that you would have the courage to tell the truth otherwise. Because when I called you up, the first day I talked to you about it, I was shocked. I was shocked. I was like, this is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I mean, have you so seared your conscience that you're not just outraged at what they're doing? Are you not outraged at this? I mean, I'm outraged. I cannot believe they did this. I cannot believe they're doing this. This is corruption. This is why the judges never roll against the cops, because if they get ran out of there before they're 8 years, they're not going to get their pot at the end of the rainbow. They want to stay there for 8 years, tell best, so they get the big piece of the pie. I mean, this is crazy. Judges are supposed to be the guardians of liberty, and they're guarding their own bank account. It's outrageous. I mean, it's absolutely outrageous. I cannot believe that our system works this way. It's disgusting. I've been fighting in this system for 20 years. It's disgusting. I cannot believe they did it. It makes me want to puke. Every judge in the state of Oklahoma that knows about this and has participated in this ought to be ashamed of themselves. I mean, there's a reason they hide it, and it's not common knowledge. It's a reason they don't talk about it and write law review articles and bar journal articles. Like, hey, the Supreme Court justice has recommended to the judges to stop canceling people's fines and costs because they want to have enough money for their retirement. That's unconstitutional. To sit there and tell a judge that regardless of what the facts and the circumstances are with the defendant, that they should go ahead and they should deny it, put them on a payment plan, make them pay the money out. They can even put people in jail after they finish their sentences. I mean, this is crazy.
I never said that.
No, I'm saying there's lawsuits over it. But I'm saying this is what the Supreme Court justice told was sitting there when the judges were told at the judicial conference. Why don't we talk to these judges about, let's talk about the Constitution. Look, we took an oath to the Constitution. We need to apply the Constitution. We need to apply our laurels fairly. Hey, look, it doesn't matter if we don't get enough money for our retirement fund as long as we're doing our job. If we have to go to the legislature and tell them that they need to give us more money, then we'll go to the legislature. But what's the most important thing that we do is to do our job and keep our oath. That's what I would hope that somebody would say. And it's absolutely relevant in this case, and it goes straight into the structural error argument. Not only structural error for the statute, but for common practice for the judges in this state. It's infuriating. I mean, I'm just like, no wonder we have an almost 50% reversal rate on death penalty cases in the state of Oklahoma. I mean, it's crazy, because those are the only ones that really get the good, hard federal look. All the state court defendants, they don't die entitled to an attorney on post-conviction relief, so most of them aren't smart enough to get the case over to federal court the right way. It is a broken, corrupt system, and it needs to change.
Did you file this in state court or in federal court?
I filed it in both. And I have a lawsuit in federal court where I sued every judge in Tulsa County, and I may turn that into a class action. I got a couple people looking at it that do this type of stuff. I might try to get these people out of New York or D.C. to step in, or I might get, there's another local guy, and to step in and help me with the federal court case. But the state court case, I'm renting this thing. And I'm going to make as good of a record as possible. If Muslim doesn't want to do it, he didn't want to do it. But it's real clear. And absolutely, it's a problem. It's a problem. It's a problem. It's a problem. I cannot believe they're doing it, and they ought to be ashamed of themselves for doing it.
Again, he was the one about to go on trial. The doctor takes the stand. Let me be able to say, "No." I just hope you haven't ruined my career. I don't think you are
a client. Ruined your career for telling the truth? Stand up for truth. Stand up for justice. Stand up for righteousness. Stop looking out for yourself and start keeping the oath that you swore to the United States Constitution. I wouldn't want a career that was based on keeping dark secrets like that.
All right.